like shit and I'm coming fly. I pimp to the beat, eat from the garbage on the street. Yeah, this is how I roll. Paper bag pants out of control. You can find me at the glory hole, winning through the wall for a quick free blow. Girl, look at my body. Girl, look at my body. Girl, look at my body. I eat trash. Please give me some money. Please give me some money. Please give me some money. I eat trash.
When I walk in the spot,
yeah,
this is what they see.
Okay.
An old dirty man that drinks his old pee.
Got a disaster in my pants,
and I ain't scared to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I'm homeless. I'm sexy and I'm homeless. When I'm at the mall, I'm in the bathroom trying to clean my balls. When I'm at the beach, I'm in the brown bag trying to tan my cheeks. This is how I roll. Got a cardboard box that I call home. I keep a semen in the jar, baby, don't be jealous. No shoes, no shirt, cause I'm fucking homeless.
Girl, look at my body. Girl, look at my body. Girl, look at my body.
I eat trash. Please give me some money. Please give me some money. Please give me some money. I eat trash.
When I walk in the spot,
yeah,
this is what they see.
Okay.
An old dirty man that drinks his old pee.
Got a disaster in my pants,
and I ain't scared to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I'm homeless. I'm sexy and I'm homeless. I'm sexy and I'm homeless.
You're listening to the Butt Fudge Sunday Show. And here's your host, Corey Sunday.
Well, hello there. It's Corey and welcome to my show. Butt Fudge Sunday. It's been a long time and it's great to be back doing the show. Thanks so much for listening to the Distorted View feed. Media darling Timothy James Henson is taking some well-deserved time off, and I'm filling in with my own program for just a few days. I have a regular day job and I get weeks off, so at least we should give Tim a few days off, right? But we all know why Tim is really gone, right? Tim has a horrible drug problem, and if you don't believe me, he was just on the last episode of the A&E program Intervention, and I happen to have an exclusive clip of him available right now.
We put up with the whole situation with Tim, the crack usage, to basically preserve his life.
So yes, I'm all... What do I have here? I have Zicam, emergency, some regular cold medicine, and then I am also on chloraseptic for my sore throat.
Tim's been paid a lot of money to do what Tim does, and the level of professionalism just isn't there.
Let's get into the shit right now. Fuck. The news is what we're trying to get into right now. I'm a fucktard.
We're at a very critical juncture with Tim because of the escalation of the usage.
I can quit anytime I want.
He's going through $300-$400 a day, $1,000 in like 3 days.
Yeah, that's where your sideshow money is going to support Tim's crank addiction. And Tim's drug usage has gotten so bad that he started doing horrible impressions of B celebrities in front of strangers on the street.
Here's my Ray Romano. I love the smell of, like, rubbing alcohol, right? Or VCR, head cleaner, or even gasoline. Not so much gasoline, but gasoline is pretty good.
Somebody is with Tim at all times. We're trying to watch him constantly around the clock, one of us, so that he doesn't get into drugs or anything.
I'm into peyote, you know, weed, acid, cocaine, opium, shit like that.
Tim,
Tim's childhood was a very different childhood. His parents were gone in the evenings. They were gone from 8 until 4 in the morning. That's when they worked.
We have to have bottom lines for him. The bottom line will be what you choose to do if he doesn't take this once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Well, this is as far as we can go. So our bottom line is either go today or we're totally disconnecting from Tim.
Here's what we're going to do, Tim.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room really loves you. Nobody's mad. Nobody's angry. Everybody just needs to tell you how much they love you and how they feel.
It's all so clear to me now, man.
Tim.
I get it.
Tim?
No, you don't understand. I get it now.
No.
It's like you and me, everyone, we're all raisins.
I'm not doing this anymore.
On the oatmeal tree.
No.
And the earth is like one of the cookies. The tree is the universe and the cookie is the earth. And we're all the raisins in the cookie, and God is looking down, and he's licking his lips. He's gonna eat us, man. We gotta get the hell out of here. How do you build a spaceship? We gotta build one of these goddamn things and get the hell out of here and escape God. He's evil. All this time we thought he was on our side, but he is fucked.
All right. Well, there you go. Your media darling, Timothy James Henson, will be back whenever he comes down from his peyote and finishes drug rehabilitation. So anyway, moving on to other audio clips from the bowels of the internet. Here's a clip from... Oh, wait, hang on. My engineer is calling me during my show. How rude.
Corey?
Yes? Yes, you're interrupting the show right now. How can I help you? By the way, that's my engineer, Eugene.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that your show is only 10 minutes today.
What the hell? I thought I was going to do a 30-minute show, and now you're telling me that I've only got 10 minutes?
There's some program coming up after yours, so just shut your fucking mouth contraption and wrap it up, all right? You got 1 minute.
All right, well, you heard it from my engineer. Sorry to be back on the show, and I only get 10 minutes, but there's some type of show coming up after mine, so stick around if you want to hear that. Thanks for listening to the Butt Fudge Sunday Show. The voicemail line is 253-780-9984. That's a new number, 253-780-9984. The website's buttfudgesunday.com, where you can download all sorts of music, clips, Sextastic Tuesday stories that I wrote for the Distorted View Show, and so much more. I guess I need to wrap it up, so here's a song from the band Kidnap Kings from Minneapolis. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye!
Science and Technologies Report. It is Technology Tuesday, and I am your host, Simon Griswold, and we welcome you to the future. We are now broadcasting live on the internets, and today we'll discover just what is the internet. You might think only the military and academics have access to the internet. Well, in this live broadcast, you will hear our actual voices streaming on the internet to people through many thousands of tubes right into their computer terminals all over the world.
There's people in Australia, there's people in England, there's people in Sweden.
Please shut the fuck up. That is Carl, and he is one of our internet gurus, as a part of our Internet Guru panel to discuss the future of the Internet. Now, Carl, this is unique that we are going to actually hear people talk to us via the Internet. Something like that has never been done before, has it?
You bet.
Well, this is very exciting, and it makes my elderly penis grow. We are encouraging people to call into the Internet broadcast or send us an Internet mail message, and we may read it on the Internet waves. Is that what people do? They ride the wave? I don't even know. I guess you can ride the wave by using America Online, CompuServe. You can dial in. I really don't even know. I'm very old. And this is a new technology. Isn't CompuServe just fascinating, Carl?
I consider CompuServe to sort of be part of the Internet in that you can send electronic mail, you can send messages, but to me, CompuServe is like the suburbs. And there's nothing wrong with the suburbs, and I like strip malls and they're good things, but some people want the big city. And what you can do on a general purpose infrastructure like the Internet is new things. With CompuServe, you can do what they told you to do, which is good. With the Internet, if some guy has a bright idea, like wants to do radio or wants to do Waze or something like that, you can do it. You don't need to get the people that run the Internet, because there are no people that actually run it. This is just a very loose cooperative of networks working together, and you can do new things.
It sounds like a bunch of confusion, but they tell me it's the future, and so I should just bend over and take it in the ass, you know? Take that fat fucking computer mouse and shove it in my asshole, and let the mouse run around in my ass to give me some type of pleasure, and if I only had a hamster wheel inside of my ass, it might be more fun for the mouse. What the fuck am I talking about? All right, let's go to the Internet connections, because I think we have some interesting calls. This is very historic. Let's go to Linda. Linda, welcome to the Future Science and Technologies Report. You are on the Internet.
Yes, hi. I'm a research librarian at Florida International University, and I provide reference and research services to all different kinds of scientific and engineering researchers. And we've been finding that the Internet has just revolutionized the scholarly communication process, the way that colleagues confer with each other, convene electronically to chit-chat, to schmooze, to post a manuscript where they can all scrutinize it over the Internet. And it really has taken the place of people being in their offices and walking down the hallway to visit a colleague.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but let's cut to the chase. We all know that the Internet is a great way to look up pornography, and I wanted to know if you give access to the Internet to your entire library so all the people can masturbate, not just you.
We don't give all the patrons access. Right now, the research and the faculty, those members of the community, do have free access at any time of the day or night. It's just supported through our computing services. But to undergraduates or public members of the community, they would not have access at this point.
Well, I can see that to be a big part of the future. I mean, the future. Because that's what I use my Internet terminal for, just jerking off my cock at poorly scanned images of barely legal girls with pigtails. Once the images slowly load, then I can unload my cum. Anyway, thank you for sharing your experiences with the Internets.
Thank you.
You know, you can just find about anything on the Internet. In fact, I received a letter from a comedian who was looking to rip off some jokes for his stupid stand-up routine.
Oh, absolutely. You can find jokes, you can find Shakespeare, you can find even useful information.
Absolutely. Like looking up information about prolapsed assholes and people who enjoy eating them, licking them, fingering them, and just people who love them.
The new communities that are coming up around the Internet are the most fascinating for most of us. We're starting to become good friends with people we've never physically met. And the idea that it's actually going to keep us in our homes and make it so that we don't have to travel, I think is actually absolutely false. We're starting to get on planes more to actually go and put a face behind some of these connections that we've been making, these global villages, rather than one global village that we're constructing.
Frankly, the people in these communities, these global communities, I would prefer not to meet, because the prolapsed asses I've seen online look very dirty, unkept. And frankly, the prolapse ass looks like it could bite off my finger like it has many times in my nightmares, all right? So let's go back to the Internets and take another call from the depths of the cyberwebs. John in Stockholm, Sweden, welcome to the Future Science and Technologies Report.
Yeah, hi there. It's nice to be here and here in Stockholm. And I'd like to say,
call back when you can figure out your Internets, you fuck! Okay, just give them one more try. John, are you with us?
I sure am. I'm still here in Stockholm. I hope I'm coming through, and I want to say hello.
You unreliable piece of horseshit. It's as if your phone was manufactured from a horse's ass. I'd like to know, is your hand wet by holding the piece of horseshit, you disrespectful tin can calling piece of horse feces? Let's go to Fred in California. Fred, you better be able to talk to us.
Thank you. How does this sound?
Barely acceptable, you weak, prepubescent sounding preteen. Please get to your question.
For me, the internet has been very important for about the last decade. And now my children use it, two boys, 7 and 3, and they're getting ready for some electronic mail pen pals.
So your boys have pen pals. I'm sure it's quite innocent fun until they get low self-esteems, go onto Usenet, get lured in by some pedophile with boy pussy on his mind. You know, they could be chatting about some type of hobby. You know, I don't know, how to smooth pottery or something. And that night, they'll be smoothing out his genitals on a bearskin rug in front of a hot fire. It is disgusting. Get them off of there. Carla from Montana, you're up next on the stream. Tell me about what you're wearing, Carla, dear.
So excited.
Are you touching yourself?
I look on this kind of technology as being the opportunity to end the geographic isolation that people like myself feel, you know, in rural areas where sometimes you don't go out for months, you know.
Yes, we understand it. It all makes sense when you don't have many choices. Living in a backwards hillbilly part of the world, you know, it's either you have to fuck your cousin with a corn cob, or you go compare your screwed up teeth with the other locals, and then afterward go fuck their baby goat. All right, let's go take another call from the internet. Let's go to India, and let's go to Rajesh. Rajesh, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, go ahead and tell us how you use the internet.
Being a graduate student with the access to the internet, we have variety of entertainment. One such thing, Dungeon and Dragon games, where you act.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You are a graduate student from a prestigious college institution, and you choose to waste away your life with other Mountain Dew drinking virgins casting spells on ogres, druids, and elves, and other imaginary forms of life to escape the reality that you are a sad and pathetic loser and will never have a loving relationship with a woman. I know, because that fucking game ruined me! It absolutely ruined my life. Did the panel of gurus have anything to say about Dungeons and Dragons?
The multi-user dungeons are very popular, so-called MUDs, on the internet, and it's actually more than just two people. You can get whole crowds. Hundreds of people will go and gather in these virtual worlds, typing to each other, and you don't quite know who you're talking to. But they're great fun. They're set up around sometimes university structures, or they're a bar, and you just hang out and have a good time with the other people that are hanging around in the
bar. It is an absolute metric fuck ton of wasted time on the internets. And if you want to go ruin your life, go ahead and play Dungeons & Dragons. Speaking of wasted time, I do admit that I did set up a site on GeoCities. I'm not sure if you are familiar with the site or not. I made a dedicated site on how long I can stretch out my foreskin. And I show pictures about how I can stretch it out even longer than bubble tape. It even looks like bubble tape, but certainly doesn't taste like it. Anyway, let's go to someone on the line on the internet. Mabel, are you with us?
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. I'm an older woman, and I'm strictly a print person, and I've had a question for years on
yes,
this use of computer information. How do you determine whether you're getting information, misinformation, disinformation? You know, if you read a book, you look at the bibliography, there's perhaps a foreword by someone you know, you have some way of calculating the believability of what you're reading. With this information flooding over from flooding in from all over, how do you know what you're getting?
Well, Mabel, thanks for your question, and I understand with as many sources that are available on the internets, it's hard to know what to believe, but Mabel, you'd be surprised. You can believe everything on the internet, as I do. I take everything as the gospel according to the book of Luke. Does that sound all right?
Right.
Well, fantastic. But I would say to ignore everything that the government says. That's because the government is actually ran by the reptilians, a group of lizard people living among us, and they will soon create a one-world government ran by their chosen leader, Cher, of Sonny and Cher. And we will know when the New World Order is in effect, when she gets on international television and sings the song, Hey, I've got one world. I've got one world. I've got one world government. And then that Chaz Bono will eat you if you don't comply with their one world dictatorship. And I learned that all from the internets. All right, so let's go back to the truth machine, the internets. Joe, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, sexy.
Wonderful. How's it going, everybody?
Just fine. How you doing?
I'm really horny.
I'm sitting here in front of my workstation, kind of listening to all the stuff talked about on the program, and I was real curious as to if anyone had a timetable for this kind of stuff reaching the public access, like, you know, everyone that has cable getting a internet feed or you know, it being as common as the, let's say, telephone.
You know, Joe, we really don't care about whether or not this will become mainstream. We just want to know, are you a homosexual?
I sure am.
Well, fantastic. Then I'd like to share something right up your alley hole. I came across a new site called Mr. T Ate My Balls, which is just hilarious, where someone created captions for Mr. T saying how much he loved his balls. And I'm sure you'd love this since you like to eat balls too. And so, for example, Mr. T says, quote, damn, them balls is good, unquote. And gimme your balls, fool. And hang on, the JPEG is still loading here. Okay. I sure could go for some balls right now. Balls were in all caps. Of course, Mr. T didn't say those things, and if he did, he would pity the fool who created that webpage, but this is the Wild West of the internet, and anything goes. Joe, what do you do with the internet? How is it most useful to you?
Well, I kind of like to listen to music, or I'd like to download libraries of the CD collections or whatever music. Let's say I find some song I really like. It'd be nice to go to, like, Sony or RCA or wherever these record companies are and download a particular song. And if I like it, you know, upload a credit card number.
Well, that is a fantastic idea, caller. You know, I would also like to do this with movies, because I would like to avoid looking at the cashier when I rent pornography on VHS. I would love to do this in the privacy of my own home and then just jerk off my cock until it bleeds. It would be great. But for now, since I have little money, I must settle for using message boards to jerk off to stories of having sex with barnyard animals. Does that sound great to you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I just knew the homosexuals were into animals as well. Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
This internet seems to be a fantastic place to find just about anything. And the internets can also be used by women once they're done finishing household chores and if their husbands show them how to use the mouse and keyboard. And I can see that the future of the internet for women will allow them to watch maybe hundreds or thousands of cat videos, you know, with cats snuggling, huggling, fumbling, tumbling, playing, swaying, running, lunging, wearing costumes, peeking their heads out of boxes, and vomiting up painful hairballs. The future of the internet is very entertaining and fun for all. Let's go to Brian on the internets. Brian, are you on?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
My general question is, what happens to copyrights and copyrighted material when all this information is available over the net? In other words, how do you reward a creator or someone who writes a piece of fiction if you can just get one copy and then it's distributed from there?
Well, you're shit out of luck. If you create anything original, it'll be posted all over the internet. And within milliseconds, every booger-picking child will have your art and you'll have no compensation. Artists will be destroyed, homeless, and truly starving artists, and no one will ever create anything original. Even this theme song I'm playing right now, I've ripped off from the internet. And if you listen closely, you can even hear the musician crying in the background from not getting compensated. I'd like to thank my guests for being on this very historical broadcast over the internets, and even though you contributed just about nothing, you've only farted up the studio with nonsense and repetitive thought. Nevertheless, the internet definitely seems like the future, or should I say, the future, of where I will find everything from extreme rape pornography to cutesy cat videos. Coming up later, the 2012 presidential election is heating up, and see how sites like Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube are changing the way we receive our information. I'm not familiar with those sites. Very fascinating stuff. Coming up right after this program, which is the soon-to-be-canceled Butt Fudge Sunday, with some degenerate asshole with his finger constantly tickling his prolapse, Corey Sunday. Thanks for listening to the Future Science and Technology Report. I'm Simon Griswold. Remember, the future belongs to those who create the future of today.
All right, Corey, we're going to go back to your show. Ready? In 3, 2, 1, ignition.
You're listening to the Butt Fudge Sunday Show. And here's your host, Corey Sunday.
Eugene, your timing was off there a little bit. You didn't need to speak over the live broadcast like that. You fucking senile sock puppet of a man. All right? Once you hear the music, boom, you're done. All right? Okay, apparently I'm back on BFS. I do apologize that my show is interrupted by some piece of shit program. I do apologize for that. Now, I haven't done a show in quite a while, and just recently Whitney Houston croaked. So I thought maybe I could do some type of tribute to the late, great diva, and so I decided to do a parody of one of her songs, I'm Your Baby Tonight. Enjoy! From the moment I saw you, you must have been blind. You never believed that I was a guy. But I've got a pretty dress, and I look really vain. Well, you got a way that you're making me feel like I feel like I can fuck anyone for some money. I'll go down on you, baby, show off my genitals tonight. Just yank my skirt, baby, you'll see my big weenie. It's your move now, baby. Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. I'm your tranny tonight. You've given me man pussy, forget my big weenie. I'm your tranny tonight. From the second you touched me, you just realized that I am a man now. What a surprise. But you were so damn drunk, you just wanted to fuck. Well, you got a way that you're making me feel like I can fuck anyone for some money. I will butt fuck you, baby. Hold on and enjoy the ride. Just pull my skirt, baby. Pretend that I'm a lady. It's your move now, baby. Come on, don't cry. Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. I'm your tranny tonight. You've given me man pussy, sucked on my ding-a-ling. And I'm your tranny tonight. Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. I'm your tranny tonight. Chew on my foreskin, take all the odors in. And I'm your tranny tonight. And there is no mystery that I am a tranny. No more talking, let's get to the fucking right now. Can you eat my testes from the queen of the trannies? You got a way that you're making me feel like I can blow my load all over you. New year.
Oh yeah, tickle my prostate, beat my fucking face, and choke me with your cock.
Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. I'm your tranny tonight. I'm giving you my herpes and my dick cheese. And I'm your tranny tonight. Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you STDs. And I'm your tranny tonight. You have been craving whores, but you will settle for this ugly tranny tonight. Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything.
Oh, there you have it, a tribute to the late, great Whitney Houston. I hope you enjoyed that. In fact, you can download the song for free on buttfudgesunday.com. All I ask is that you donate. It could be any amount, but it goes to help support the program that you're listening to right now. That's all the time I have for today's show, but I wanted to mention that tomorrow's Butt Fudge Sunday show is available on the Distorted View Sideshow member site, superfreaksideshow.com. In order to hear it, you have to sign up for the sideshow. It's just $5 a month.
$5
Sideshow.
Just fork over the fucking cash already.
$5
$5
Sign up now.
$5
Sideshow. Sign up. What's wrong with you people?
Or you can also sign up for $50 a year, which is like getting 2 months free. So it's a great deal. Not only do you hear exclusive shows, but you get volumes, just tombs of shows. I believe it's like well over 1,000 Distorted View shows. And you can also hear archives of the Butt Fudge Sunday podcast. So go sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow's show is going to be epic. In fact, I have new discovered clips of the horrible karaoke singer Marianne, who is very elderly, and she is an awful singer. And I sent Tim some clips of her a long time ago, and he played several clips of her, and we have discovered that she has a brand new site with all new clips. It's going to be fantastic. And so I've got some other offensive music, various internet clips. I also have porn where an elderly woman gets fucked while hanging on to her walker. That and much more is going to be on tomorrow's program, available on superfreaksideshow.com. In fact, I happen to have the elderly woman right here, since she is my whore.
Hi.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good. How are you, honey?
Oh, I'm fine.
That's great. And how old are you?
I'm 58 years old.
Okay, so you should have retired from porn long ago. You've got some pretty big tits. How big are those?
I wear 36 double D.
Well, very good. Hopefully that's turning on some of the listeners right now. Tomorrow's show is going to be very hot.
Hot. Very hot.
What do you have on your mind right now?
Pete Boner.
All right. Well, you might be disappointed with me.
What size penis do you have?
Well, my penis is 2 inches, barely longer than a thimble.
Are you thick like a can of soup?
Honey, I am thick like a coffee bean can. I'm just very tiny, and I have just a giant, thick coffee bean can-sized cock.
I'm getting really hot. This is great.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty hot, too. Yeah.
I took out my teeth already.
And what does that mean?
Can I chew lightly on your wang?
Actually, no.
Can I put my finger in your ass?
Oh, hell no.
I need to be fucked hard.
Yes, I get it. You want to be fucked hard, but that will be on tomorrow's program.
I want you to ram your hard meat into my throbbing cunt.
Okay, enough already. Settle down, old lady. All right, that'll be on tomorrow's program. If you want to support the show, there are 3 ways to do it. 1, download my music at buttfudgesunday.com and enjoy all of the insanity. 2, go to buttfudgesunday.com and listen to the free song parody, I'm Your Tranny Tonight, and you can donate whatever amount you'd like. And 3, you can shop for anything on my Amazon.com link located in the show notes. You can buy almost anything from clothing, cameras, games, gift cards, music, movies, and so much more, and it doesn't cost you anything, and it helps support Butt Fudge Sunday. Again, the voicemail line's 253-780-9984 if you want to call in and say hello, or you want to make noises like you're a wounded bear. Or you can call in as if you are Wounded Buffalo.
My native people do not take kindly to white devil.
All right, here's a song from Foster the People. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on tomorrow's program. Bye-bye!
God, I'm fingering my cunt. I have four fingers of my wet cunt.
That sounds very sexy, but if you want the ultimate sexiness experience, listen up. This is Simon Griswold, host of the Future Science and Technologies Report, and I had forgot to mention my wonderful GeoCities site dedicated to stretching out my foreskin. Are you ready? Here's the long address. It is butfudgesunday.com/arena/64831/rodeo-drive/wrists/like OJ Simpson/90210/geocities/tinyurl/from-guns-n-roses/angelfire. Now, it is not safe for work to view this site, and it is not safe for you to do this to your genitals. I am an experienced professional with stretching out my foreskin. If you'd like to call me directly at 253-780-9984, hopefully we can stretch each other's foreskins on the phone, maybe learn new techniques of skin stretching. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. This is Simon Griswold. I love you very much.